Stars. It's Dream Simone.
Assalamu alaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's Live. Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1.
The Crusade Show.
We're on.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:02. It's your Thursday across the UAE. What's happening? Hanging out with us, Chris Fade, Pretty Mullick, Big Rossi across the UAE. Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Pretty Mullick?
How are you? What's going on?
Everything's great, man. Here we are. We're at Expo 2020 Dubai. We're in the gorgeous Pepsi stand here. This is great, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're working alongside PepsiCo this morning, which is great.
We're at the Plus Pavilion this morning at Expo 2020 Dubai.
Not that you can come in right now, but eventually when you do, when the doors do open, come out and hang out with us. We're across from like Emirates. I can see the Emirates stand.
Emirates is here. Palestine is here.
Palestine, which is fantastic. Yep. The Saddle Coffee Shop. I love Saddle. I can't wait for
that
to open.
Do you think it's going to open now?
Oh, I better open. I need that caffeine hit.
You know, that one of my favorite restaurants is right around the corner too, Mamaish.
Mamaish.
Yeah, I saw that.
That is my place.
Sell in there, Mamaish?
No, it's
Korean. Korean barbecue. Korean, it's a Korean barbecue called Mama. Yeah.
There's our lunch sorted.
Yeah, no, it's not, Ross. I'll explain it more. But here we are. Yeah, listen, we've been talking about what we've been doing with PepsiCo for the last sort of couple of weeks. Don't forget, Pepsi Can of the World. We're here to celebrate Pepsi and PepsiCo's momentous partnership with Expo 2020 Dubai, which is great. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to explore? Grab your Pepsi limited edition cans of the world now from your nearest store. But we've got a lot of fun happening on the show today. We've got your 10,000 dirham pop quiz.
Of course.
That is still to come. I know you want that. Your gossip. We'll do that in the next 20 minutes.
I know when Adele's album is coming out. I will tell you all the details.
She drops her new single tomorrow right?
Yeah,
this is going to be good. The one that we've been teasing about.
Yes.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. What time do you get to bed?
You
sent us a WhatsApp at 11:30.
Yeah, 12 o'clock.
You told me you went to bed early, you liar.
No, I said I finished bingo.
He said it's a WhatsApp at 11:20 at night.
What about you? How are you? You're doing well. You look great. What time did you go to bed?
Why are you surprised?
Did you just say I look good?
I didn't mean that.
So many compliments.
I know, you've given so many.
He has, and he doesn't like it when he does. But here it is. We're hanging out with you. All right, we'll get some of these photos up of what we're doing on our Instagram at Virgin Radio DXB. There's nowhere else I'd rather be than right here with you guys.
100%.
Sitting at Expo 2020 Dubai. It was beautiful to walk past Switzerland, the reflection.
Yeah. Did you see Egypt?
Yeah, I saw Egypt. I thought that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Just some beautiful stalls and pavilions here at Expo 2020 Dubai. But once again, we're down here with PepsiCo. Let's have some fun. Who's going to be our first caller of the day? I want to find out where you are. Maybe you're stuck in traffic right now. Maybe you're on the way to the gym. Whatever it is, call us right now. 04-871-5544. Okay, 04-871-5544. We'll get you on right after Maroon 5 here on Virgin Radio. It's the Chris Fade Show.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
All right, I think we've got Muhammad hanging out with us. Hey, Muhammad, how you doing? Oh, you there, Mo?
No. Amish? Is Amish there, maybe?
Rossi, you relax. You relax, I got you.
Sorry.
We've got Amish on the line. Amish on the line for you.
Amish, how are you, man? You okay?
I'm doing very good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother. What's going on? Well, how's your Thursday morning start, 6:09?
Thursday morning, off to the gym. Ready for the weekend.
What a machine. Machine, 6:09 and you're already on the way to the gym. What type of workout are we doing today?
Today I have a mixed cardio.
Mixed cardio.
So what do you do there? What do you do with mixed cardio? Tell me.
Some, stretching and jumping jacks and all.
Look at you. And where do you train at?
I have a trainer, a Lebanese girl, so she trains me.
Lebanese girls are the best trainers, I'm telling you. They are.
Are they?
They are, y'all.
Yeah, I trust you,
Where do you train at, can I ask?
It's Gym Nation.
Oh, great gym as well. Great facility.
I've heard of that place, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Rossi. Well, listen, you have a great workout. You do, boo, as we say.
That's right.
And enjoy the weekend. What are the plans for the weekend, real quickly? Anything going on?
Weekend's planning to hit the expo on the Friday.
Yeah.
That's it as of now.
Well, you know what? When you come to Expo, that's what we're actually at Expo 2020 yeah. right now. We're hanging out with the PepsiCo guys here. I love this pavilion.
The Plus Pavilion. You must come check it out. There's so many cool, like, little experiences that you can do in here.
You can get Lionel Messi to say hello to you.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Definitely, actually, definitely. Yeah, it'll be very cool. I don't know if he'll be able to say your name.
No, I don't think
he said my name. He'll say your name, Ross.
Will he?
He said hello, friend, to me.
Yeah, he couldn't get pretty. He couldn't get pretty. But come down and enjoy. You're going to love. Is it going to be the first time you've gone to Expo 2020?
Sure, definitely.
Yeah, it's your first time, is it?
Yes.
All right, brother. All right, well, listen, I don't know. We'll end the conversation on that.
I feel like, you just want to go. Feel like you want
to
go.
Let him go to the gym. He's going to do his mixed cardio with a Lebanese girl. Great morning. You take care, brother. Take care. And we'll talk to you soon. All right, there it is. Hanging out. Listen, more to come here on Virgin Radio. We'll do the gossip very soon. Let's get back into your music. Regard, Troy Sivan, Tate McRae. This is you. And you're live with us, Virgin Radio. Rossi, wake up.
Oh, are we on?
Rossi, wake up, man.
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Ow.
What are you doing?
Oh, thanks for that, Chris.
I had to give him a tap on the back of the head.
Thank you.
That was a tap.
It was just a little tap.
It was a late night.
Good morning. 6:21. We're live from Expo 2020 Dubai in these gorgeous. It's like their studios. I'd like to have it's like a PepsiCo studio, right?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Sure.
You know, it's very cool. We're here. If you guys are around the area at some stage when Expo opens up, come down and say hello to us.
Yeah, the Plus Pavilion. That's what you're looking for.
Don't go to the negative pavilion. A lot of people are. No, you get confused. It's the Plus Pavilion.
Yes, it's all about positivity.
Right?
Here.
It is. No, I love it. We're going to have some fun.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
Okay, gossip now, Pretty Malik. What have you got for us?
So Angelina Jolie was spotted out with her ex-husband, Johnny Lee Miller. She was married to him about like 20 years ago. They started in Hackers together.
Yeah, they seem to be on and off a lot, don't they?
Well, she visited him in June. How do you know that, Rossi? Were you paying attention to my gossip? No, you were not.
He's British, so I pay attention.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, so she was spotted visiting him in New York in June because her son Knox and his son Buster are friends. Weird. And now
Knox and Buster, they sound like my dogs.
Great names,
they
though.
They do.
Great
Knox
names.
Knox, Buster, come over here.
Knox.
Imagine being in school, Buster.
You call it Angelina Jolie's son.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, names are names. Any name you got. Look at my name. Kristen doesn't sound...
Moving away from this story. So, moving back to the story. So, basically, they were spotted again at a restaurant, which is interesting because she's been hanging out with The Weeknd. Now she's hanging out with her ex,
She's
Johnny.
Been hanging out with The Weeknd.
Yeah,
where have you been?
We mentioned that on the show about 9 times. You
what day was it that you mentioned that?
Every other day.
I'm just going to move on to the next story.
And if your name's Buster or Knox, get in contact. I'd love to talk to you.
You want to talk to a Buster? I don't think we'll find a Knox.
I knew a Knox. I did know a Knox.
I know a DJ named Knox.
Yeah, I know him. That DJ.
Knox artist.
Yeah, I know him. I worked with him. Yeah.
Have you got a name that could be a dog's name? Would love to hear from you.
Breathy.
Hello, Rufus. Good morning.
call us Rover. Rover, get in touch.
Moving on.
Okay, so the first look at the new Scream movie is here. We're going to see David Arquette, Neve Campbell, and Courtney Cox reunite to take on Ghostface as per usual. Have a little listen to this.
This isn't funny, Amber.
Would you like to play a game, Tara?
Doors unlocked. All doors locked. Doors unlocked.
So that is Scream. It's going to come out January 2022. We have some new faces in there as well. Jack Quaid, who is Dennis Quaid's son. We've got 13 Reasons Why star Dylan Minnette in there as well. This week marks 25 years since the first Scream came out.
I always feel as though it lost its scariness, though, when the Scary Movie parody came out.
Yeah,
remember
I know,
that?
I know. It did lose a
little
bit.
What's your favorite scary movie?
January, you can do that again. And finally, Adele. She's dropping her brand new single, Easy On Me, tomorrow. We know that already. But yes, the rumors are true. Her next album, which is going to be called 30, is dropping November 19th. Taylor Swift moved her album release date so that Adele could have that date to herself.
No, because she knows she doesn't want to go up against Adele.
Well, I think there's just two powerhouses, and I think it's just good for the industry to have two big weekends of music, you know?
Yeah, but if Taylor Swift was dropping her album and it was any other artist, Taylor would have gone, I'm doing what I'm doing. But when you're up against Adele, you're like, all right, I'll just wait till next weekend, no problem.
Yeah. Is she 30, though, or is she 33?
No, so she wrote the album when she was 30. She said that it was the lowest point in her life. She didn't know what was going to go on. But she's in a great place now, and she's happy to share the album. It's going to be her first one since 2015.
Okay, there we go. We look forward to it. We'll be playing it first here at Virgin Radio, so make sure you have us on. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
We've got Spotty on the phone with us right now. He's a...
Oh, Spotty.
Yeah, no, I'm joking.
Come on, lad.
It's Virgin Radio 104.4. What are you guys doing? You're on the show with me.
Sorry about that. Chris is he's just looking at the Pepsi attractions. He had to rush back to the table.
No, I was looking at people who tagged me on Instagram.
He was on Instagram.
What were you guys doing?
We said it. We said it.
You guys did absolutely nothing. You just sat there in silence.
This is great.
You're weird.
I've never seen the look of fear on Chris.
By the way, it's Virgin Radio.
It is Virgin Radio, and this is the Chris Fade Show.
We're live here at Expo 2020 Dubai. We're not in our studios. We're at the Pepsi Plus Pavilion here at Expo, looking absolutely gorgeous as well as the sun comes up on another beautiful day here at planet Earth. Now, looking down at planet Earth, who did that? The one and only William Shatner yesterday got in a rocket ship.
Correct.
Went up to space. Now, this is Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
Yeah.
If there was anyone that was going to go up into space, this is the guy that should have done it. Now, William Shatner has become the oldest person just after Rossi to go into space.
Very funny.
After blasting off aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard NS-18 capsule. He took off from Texas in the desert area right there, which is amazing, with Audrey Powers. Now, that's Blue Origin's VP of the mission and flight operations. He also had two other people on the flight with him. Now, the 90-year-old, he went, obviously, with Jeff Bezos. Jeff didn't go up with him.
No, but it was Jeff Bezos's space rocket, as they say.
It lasted about 10 minutes, went up to a altitude of around 100 kilometers, so 100 kilometers in the air. Now, I don't know if you saw it, but it was pretty... Shatner was very emotional about it. He was in tears, which you don't usually see or hear William Shatner crying. Now, have a listen. We've got a bit of the audio. Take a listen to this.
It was so moving to me. This experience did something unbelievable. Everybody in the world needs to do this. Everybody in the world needs to see. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary.
I mean, I just want you to picture, like, he's 90 years old, guys.
Yeah.
Like, he's not 60, 70, 80. This man is 90 years old. And he said it was it's the best experience that he's ever had in his life. Yeah. This is the man that was our Star Trek captain. Like, he's done so much.
He was destined to do it, wasn't
he? He was.
And the reason why I love this, guys, is because even at the age of 90, you can experience the best moment of your life. And I think that's so important. As all of us are driving right now or wherever you're listening to us from, and you think to yourself, well, what more have I got to go? At the age of 90, this guy, William Shatner, experienced the best moment of his life. And I think that's truly beautiful. You never know what your life's got installed for you. So
it is so true. And just looking at the video of him when they reach like that weightlessness phase, his face was just like of just shock and awe and amazement.
He's in space.
Like, he has accomplished something like this. Imagine doing a show like Star Trek where you're in pretend space for years and years and years, and now he's finally there to experience it. It is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to space before.
Oh, yeah, how was it, Rossi, for you?
Space in Ibiza. That's about it.
It's a club. He also felt like he was out of this world, though.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow up.
10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get to gold tier status faster. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Sabine, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
My man, it's a Thursday. We got the cash. We're here at Expo 2020 Dubai. I want you to win the money. What would you do if you won 10K right now?
5,000 would go to settling my debt, and 5,000 I would save for my, buy something for my mom.
Oh, look at you. He's such a good
son.
Let him win right now.
You're
such a good son, man.
I want you to be debt-free.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, where's the debt? Is it a credit card debt? Is it something else? What have you got?
It's a credit card debt.
Yeah, you get into those credit cards, don't you? That's so
it's
mean.
Hard. It's hard.
Oh, you know, love a good credit card. But you know, then the bill comes, you got to pay it off.
Yeah, that's right.
And all
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
Well, listen, mate, let's try to get you going right now. We want you to win 10,000 dirhams cash. We're good to go. Are you good to go?
Yes, I am.
All right, if you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay, sure. No problem.
All right. Sabine's with us right now. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. In the movie, who starred as Captain Phillips?
Tom Hanks.
What country was the talk show host James Gordon born in?
United Kingdom.
Who is the all-top scorer in the Euro football tournament?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
What is the current time difference between London and Dubai?
4 hours.
Tom Anderson, co-founder what social media site?
Pass.
Finish the Netflix documentary, Biggie, I Got a Story to
Tell.
What Ryan starred along Russell Crowe for the movie Nice Guys?
Ryan Gosling.
What soft drink was originally called Brad's Drink?
Coca-Cola.
Who sings the songs Higher Love and Something Just Like This?
Maroon 5.
Joe Biden is the president of what country?
United States.
What is the current time difference between... Oh, time is up.
Oh, no.
Time is up. You got 600 dirhams cash, though. Congratulations.
Ooh, well done.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
thank
you did
you,
great.
Thank you.
Now,
feels good.
There's 3 hours right now between London and Dubai.
Yep.
Tom Anderson co-founded MySpace. What soft drink was called Brad's Drink? We're here at the Pepsi stand right now at the Expo 2020. It is Pepsi. Coldplay sings Higher Love and Something Just Like This. And
yeah, that's it. Four wrong.
Yeah, four wrong. That was it, man. So you still got the 600 dirhams with RackBank. So congratulations, all right?
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
You're very you welcome,
well,
mate. Have a great weekend, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
All right, God bless you. Well, there it is. The pop quiz is going to return actually tonight. Tonight we do a special edition for RackBank customers.
Yeah.
If you're a RackBank customer, go and register at virginradiodubai.com because in our Hour of Power show tonight after 6 p.m., you could be winning as well. And a few people are saying, hold on, the President of the United States, it is Joe Biden. Some people don't believe that pretty.
Same people are researching the vaccine, right?
Oh, I didn't say it.
Pretty said it.
I didn't say it.
Yes, it is. Is that Gilda speaking there?
Yes, that's my mum, Gilda. This is my time. I love this song.
What's Gilda's favorite social media platform?
Facebook.
No.
MySpace.
No.
What? Oh, what?
Snap.
Oh, Snap. No, I won't say it. What is this Snapchat that they're all about? What is this one? I don't know this one. Hey, good morning. It's Virgin Radio 104.4, 725. We're live from Expo 2020 Dubai here with PepsiCo. How cool is this? We're in their little Plus Pavilion. They've got a bunch of pavilions across the country, by the way, guys. Make sure you check it out when you come down here to Expo 2020 Dubai. This weekend, maybe, could be for you. Our second weekend open numbers. There's so many people coming through, and I love that.
Yeah.
I really, really love that.
You know, like on the first day of Expo, I think 60,000 people crossed the doors.
No,
which was
really?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is amazing. So, big shout out to the guys at PepsiCo for having us in their sort of somewhat studios here this morning. We are coming up in about probably 15 minutes. We actually have two guys that are going to come and sing the anthem for us. Now, remember we had that competition?
Yes.
And we were trying to look for the guys that were singing it?
Yes. Yeah, so we gave you the challenge. Get onto social media on your Instagram. Sing 30 seconds of that song, This Is Our Time.
This and is our time.
Obviously, Chris didn't make it as a finalist, and you could be winning.
But another Chris did.
Yes, another Chris did, and our two finalists are going to be joining us here at the Plus Pavilion at Expo 2020 Dubai shortly.
And one of them is going to win a season pass for two people here to Expo 2020, plus exclusive access to one of the huge global artist concerts, which is called Infinite Nights, right? Nice. So this is huge. They're going to be performing probably in the next 15 minutes here in our little studios. We don't know where, I don't know how they're going to sound. I don't know who they are, but it's going to be great to have them here at Expo 2020 Dubai. Now, we're here with, obviously, Pepsi.
Yeah, yeah. I see you've...
And you didn't know that they also own Lay's, right?
Yeah, Lay's. It was a partnership that started in the 60s.
So yeah. I've just...
Why do you know that?
Hold on. You just dropped
the
fact
there.
Why
do you know that?
Why? How do I know that? Because I like Lay's.
Okay, so Rossi, because he does so much research on this show, last night he went and got some facts about PepsiCo, right?
Give us some facts,
Rossi. He has been trying to get these out since 6 a.m. in
well,
the morning.
Let him give some.
I spent so much work doing them, I thought, let's
go,
get
Rossi,
them.
Okay, go. Give us some facts. Go.
So basically what happened was...
You have to have a bite of a Lay's every time you sell
a look
fact
at Chris feeding, Rossi.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Do you know that... Sorry. So do the Pepsi or the Lay's facts.
Do Lay's whilst you eat the Lay's. Go.
Okay. So basically what happened was a man called Frito Lay and Herman Lay, they got together with Donald Kendall.
Have another one.
The CEO of Pepsi.
Have another one, mate.
What? Right?
Yeah.
And they were like, wow, this is the perfect combination. Soda and chips.
It is the perfect combination.
Have another one.
Let's get, this was in 1965.
Yeah, really?
And they were like...
Have another one, Ross.
Okay,
Why don't you mix up the flavors, Chris?
Nah, I don't want to waste it on
you. Talking about flavors, you know that...
talking about
in flavors. Japan, they have cucumber-flavored Pepsi. Do you know that?
Cucumber-flavored Pepsi, did you say?
Yeah, yeah. And do you know there's been 11 Pepsi logos over the years?
Really?
Yeah, 11.
It's actually really disgusting hearing someone talk and eat, isn't it?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Rossi. Rossi.
Oh, my God.
Rossi.
I'm out of control here.
Rossi's destroying the place. He's eating all his Lay's. We're here at the PepsiCo Pavilion here at Expo 2020 Dubai. Rossi, don't talk and eat at the same time. People don't like that. You know that. You know people don't like that.
Have we got messages?
Yeah. Well, fun. Interesting enough, I just got a message saying, talking about eating, talking and eating at the same time, there was this girl who had a crush on me and she'd always call me and tell me, please eat something whilst I was talking to her.
Well, that's just
is this a joke?
No. And then the person says, please keep my name anonymous. But share the message. So she wanted someone to talk to her whilst eating. She liked that.
Rossi, do it.
Yeah, I'm going to start my own YouTube page.
Talking while eating.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Next minute, 25 million views. Rossi's, I'm leaving Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio, sing your way to Expo 2020 Dubai.
This is our time.
Join the making of a new world.
All right, morning, as we do a live from Expo 2020 Dubai. We're down here with the PepsiCo guys in their Plus Pavilion. It's fantastic. Come out here.
So good.
And experience what it's really, truly all about. I have just downed about 3 bags of Lay's, which is fantastic. Mm. I've had a couple of good coffees. I'm onto my Gatorade right now. You're smashing a Pepsi Black this morning.
That's right.
Thanks for hanging us on. Now, Expo 2020 Dubai is fabulous, and we've heard the anthem, This Is Our Time. We ran a really cool sort of campaign on Virgin Radio where we were asking you to sing the song.
Yeah.
Tag us on social media, and then the top guys and girls would get on the show.
Yeah.
And, well, it's got down to the top two. Now, one of these guys is going to walk away with a season pass to Expo 2020 Dubai and tickets to the Infinite Nights. Now, what are the Infinite Nights, Pretty Molly?
Okay, so this is access to one of these concerts with a huge global artist performing live. We actually can't even say much more because it's top secret.
I've heard some of their names that they're thinking of. Like, I mean, biggest artist in the world.
Like,
not like...
Think big.
Yeah, we're not going to be like, Sean Kingston's coming. It's not going to be that. All right.
And so that's going to be happening here at Expo 2020 Dubai, and you will get access to one of those concerts, which is a huge deal.
Now we've got our top two finalists, and we're going to meet finalist number one right now. His name is Christian, and he's with us right now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks so much.
Mate, you could be your own star. You could be the big star that we're going to be calling up in a couple of years, I think.
Oh, mate, I look forward to that.
How long have you been performing for?
Oh, I've been
20 years.
20 years. This is what your life... And originally from?
From South Africa.
Okay, and you've got it. You're married, I think, right?
Yeah, married with two beautiful kids.
Oh, you got two kids?
That's amazing, yeah.
That's amazing. Now, tell us, because your wife, you've got... You're so, you know what I love about him?
Yeah.
He's so proud of his wife. Any moment, he wants to talk about his wife. And before we got on the radio, he said, Chris... Can I mention something about my wife? I said, you can do whatever you want. What do you want to say?
Awesome, bro. Yeah, so my wife has been selected Miss UAE World.
Miss UAE World.
What?
That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And we're going to Las Vegas in January.
Oh, you just want to go to Vegas, bro.
Vegas, baby.
So she's represent. It's Miss UAE World.
Mrs. UAE World.
Mrs. UAE World.
Yeah, she's married. You know,
yes, that's right. Yes.
And so you're going to go to Vegas, and you're up against other countries, I'm guessing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, this is pretty cool.
Wow, so she could be crowned like Mrs. World.
She's already my Mrs. World.
Oh, good answer. Good answer.
Look at him. Look at him. So, Chris, if you haven't seen him on Instagram, what's your Instagram account?
Oh, wonderful. I am CHK Official.
I am CHK Official.
Yeah.
You are a tremendous performer. I see the performances you do
in
your home studios and then your other studios. And, you know, this is not just a bit of fun for Chris. This is his passion. And so what we want to do right now is we want you to sing your way to get your, obviously, Expo 2020 season tickets, but hopefully get you to Infinite Nights as well.
Mm-hmm.
You did the anthem so well. We're going to do it a cappella right now. Are you going to be able to do this?
Absolutely. I'm ready, mate.
He's ready to go. We all ready to go here at Expo 2020. Everyone in the studio, make some noise.
Woo-hoo!
He's going to give us his best 45 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, he goes by the name of Chris. He's doing it for his wifey as well.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Follow me. One voice, one family. The world as it stands in the palm of your hand. It's our time. Oh, take a seat. The greatest show you'll ever see. We've come so far, but the future is ours to decide what we need. Yeah, we all come together. Let's join our voice. It's now or never.
Hey, that was awesome!
Thank you so much.
So good. Thanks for that, Chris.
I wanted the chorus.
I know.
Is it too high, huh? That's what I thought. You know, Duvet, you know, this is Duvet. We're the world's best cover band, you know.
Yeah. I auditioned for Duvet.
You auditioned? No, you didn't get in, unfortunately. You did a tremendous job, man. That was
so
amazing.
Good.
Give him one more big round of applause. That's Chris.
Thank you so much.
Here with the Expo 2020, guys. You're going to be up against another gentleman.
Absolutely.
And he's been stuck at the gate for about an hour here trying to get into Expo 2020. So we're hopefully going to get him by November, they're saying.
Yeah, November.
By November, we should have him in here.
Yeah.
He's just walked in, they've told me. And let's see how he goes. Let's see if we can get him in. But no matter what, mate, you're an absolute legend.
Totally.
Go follow him. Give us that hit on that Instagram account.
Absolutely. I am CHK Official.
And when you're not seeing him, what do you do for work?
I work for, me and my wife manage our own company called Veloce Contracting. Fantastic interior company. Please give us a shout out. Amazing, man.
There it is. What's it called again?
Veloce Contracting.
Veloce. What's that mean?
It's Italian for speed, you know. We like
to
do things.
Oh, like that.
Quick.
That's cool.
And my wife's idea again, you know.
Whatever the wife he wants, right?
Exactly.
There he is. All right, give me one more big round of applause. That's Chris here in the Virgin Radio Studios at Expo 2020 Dubai.
Virgin Radio, sing your way to Expo 2020 Dubai.
This is our time.
Join the making of a new world.
We just heard Chris perform the Expo anthem. He is one of our contestants, our finalists, trying to win season passes to Expo 2020 Dubai and concert tickets to the Infinite Nights, where we're experiencing some of the biggest artists in the world coming here to Expo 2020.
Yep.
Now he's up against Raheel. Now Raheel, first of all, he's driven all the way in from Ajman this morning.
And there's
to
terrible traffic.
Yeah, it took him nearly 2 hours to get here. So firstly, thank you for taking the time to come out here. I know it was hard.
Thank you so much. And always your voice wakes up the people. And really appreciate how you people wake up around 5 and do the show with so much energy. I'm completely exhausted.
What time did you leave Ajman?
Around 5:30.
Oh my gosh.
No way.
And we just got him inside Expo at 8:10, right?
So exactly.
Well done. Thank you for coming through, mate.
Thank you so much.
We promise it possibly won't be worth your while, but it's just good that you're here, okay?
Exactly.
I love the cap. The cap's swag. It says swag on it. Are you feeling it this morning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you do for work?
I work for a bank.
Okay.
As a finance manager.
Okay, finance
this is
manager.
Great. That's awesome okay. stuff. So if we've got some money, we can give it to you. Tell us what to do with it. Is that right? Is that what you can do?
I hope so. I hope so.
Ross has got about 14 dirhams in his account right now. What should he do?
Excuse me, 15.
Sorry, 15
Sorry,
dirhams.
Sorry, 15 dirhams.
He can go to the Global Village.
Yeah. He's down. He's down. All right. Well, listen, here we go right now. You're going to try to sing your way. We've got these two season passes. We've got tickets to the Infinite Nights. You're going to sing the anthem to Expo 2020. We heard your last performance. It was brilliant. You
Thank
did it
you
in
so
your
much.
Car.
Yes, it yeah. was. It was very first time.
Yeah.
I've never been to singing, but like as Expo is first time to the UAE,
yeah.
so I thought, why not get a Aww. Confidence?
Do your friends think you've got a good, like, are they telling you to perform, or what are they telling you?
No, I got inspiration, like, once you appreciate it.
Yeah.
So my friends say that if Chris is on the rock,
yeah.
so it means you can do something.
Mate, in life, even if you're bad at something and you give it a go, it's
exactly.
fantastic, and you're a winner. So right now...
Yeah, and you're passionate about the Expo as well, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right now, Rossi, always in there with that informative
well,
stuff.
I remember last time you were on, you were really passionate about the Expo and you're really excited for it. So that's why I said that. But anyway.
No, I agree. All right, right now, he's ready to perform
yeah.
for all of us in our cars, in our wherever you've got us on. This is Raheel. Woo!
Follow me. One voice, one family, the world as it stands, in the palm of our hand, it's our time. Oh, take a seat, to the greatest show you'll ever see. We have come so far, but the future is ours to decide what we need. We have got to all come together, let's join our voice, it's now or never. We are the next generation to strive for a new day. This is the time. Hada waqt na. Ya hala, ya hala. Ya hala bilkul. Bihabkum nikmal. Niyatna himmatna an jaddad kisatna wa nakmal. نتعامل والكون يلحمنا عن نعمل ونعيش اليوم الفكرة والنشوة البكرة مستقبل This is a time
Yes! Woo! Give him a round of applause!
That was awesome!
Thank you so much.
A for effort, mate. That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. We want to say thank you so much for making the effort. See, even when you give it your best, that's all we want.
That's all we ask for. Honestly, yeah.
Chris is here as well. Chris, if you can just come stand next to Raheel. These are our two finalists right now. We want to say thank you to both of you for participating. I just want to let you both know right now that you've both won tickets to Infinite Nights here at Expo 2020.
Yes.
So congratulations.
You will be getting access to that one big concert to see that big, huge global superstar, okay?
So you've both won it. We want to say thank you so much. Chris, you're an absolute talent. Thank you for being part of us this morning, all right? And Raheel, we appreciate you coming in all the way from Ajman for that performance.
Thank you so
much. It's memorable, that performance.
Exactly.
Right there.
And especially to come on air with you people. Really appreciate Chris as well.
Yep.
Always give a thumbs up to all the singers, all my contestants, whether you win or lose. But it's the effort that counts.
I love it. This is what Expo 2020 is all about. It's Virgin Radio Morning.
Tell me about Madame Tussauds.
So, Madame Tussauds officially opens up today, right? And they said that you've been calling up trying to work out when you're going to get your slot in to go get molded.
Who told you that?
A few people that I got down there. When I went down there yesterday, they were like, yeah, Rossi keeps sort of calling up.
What?
And like it'll be a good joke if I get one as well. And
wait, is
Chris
this because...
will get angry. And,
yeah.
And I just said, mate, what's he talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Well, yeah.
What do you mean, well, yeah, what?
Well, I am, yeah, because I think we should all have one, especially Pretty.
And you?
Pretty won't take up much wax to make.
And then someone,
me, maybe, yeah.
Someone actually thought that you already had one. They said you posted it up on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I've got one, but it's like 6 inches high.
Yeah. So you put one up the other day saying, I want to thanks to the guys for making me one. And it was the little baby 6-inch ones. You know the ones that he made?
I've got one made of me, yeah. It's 3D printed.
So that's Rossi. My one. It doesn't matter how big it is, it's what you do with it.
Can you just not embarrass me at this moment? Like, please.
As Rossi,
in, like, don't
guys.
Be calling them up. They're an international brand. Like, they're from the UK.
It's only fair that me and Pretty get one, though.
Well, first of all, I don't even know how my name got into this whole conversation. But can we just focus on the fact that Chris Fade has a wax statue at Madame Tussauds Dubai, which is opening today.
It opens today.
You can go in there. It is so cool. I had a sneak peek with you, Chris, when you unveiled it.
Yep.
So they've recreated our Virgin Radio studio there. So you can go sit in the studio, and Chris is there. You can hear Chris's voice.
The guys who created the studio there
so good.
Is like, if we ever need to build another studio.
Honestly, they're so good.
These guys have replicated the Virgin Radio studios. You can sit down in the chair. There's buttons to press.
Yes.
You feel like you're in.
Well,
honestly, it's the next best thing than being in our Virgin Radio studios.
Get one at home and then you never leave to
no,
to leave
don't
the house.
Do that.
I love going to our studios. Like, it's nice to get it out and about, right?
Exactly. If you go to Chris's Instagram page right now, at Chris Fade. No, I think, Rossi, you would appreciate this. What goes into making a wax statue?
I don't know if I'm allowed to, like, I've uploaded some videos that were taken a couple of years ago. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to do it, but I've done it. Because they take thousands of photos, thousands of measurements. They match eye color. They match body parts. Like, it's
like
pretty.
Like, teeth, everything.
Like, I had to sit there in my boxes, which I put on.
Actually, I quite like this. This is hilarious.
So, I've put a video of me just in my boxes, sort of getting measured up by.
They mold your teeth.
They mold your teeth.
Like your veneers and everything.
No, see, I didn't even have my veneers then, so I had to send in a different mold from my dentist.
It was that long ago.
2 years ago, yeah. Crazy stuff, huh?
Wow.
But if you want to see, you know how much these things cost? 600,000 dirhams if you wanted one made.
What?
600,000 dirhams if you wanted one made.
I'm sure there's people who actually pay for them to do it.
No.
No?
The Madame Tussauds will never go on. Like, you can't buy your way in because obviously people with money, like, I want one in the front of the house.
Well, I'm just going to go and buy 3 swords and then be better than your 2 swords.
Oh, that's a joke.
I'm going to buy 3 swords.
Better than the 2 swords. You get it?
I don't get it.
You get, like, 2 swords. Madame 2 swords. He's going to buy 3 and have 3 swords.
Leave
wow.
Dad jokes. Again, it opens up officially today. Thanks to the Madame Swords team. It was great to cut the ribbon last night down there. Go and check out a little Virgin Radio studio there and go have a little picture if I don't get to see you. But, again, if you want to see how one of them's made, I've just popped it up on the gram, on my gram right now. But, again, just absolutely remarkable.
From the ARN News Centre, Virgin Radio Newsbeat.
Powered by Etihad Airways. Fly in economy from Dubai via Abu Dhabi with Etihad Airways and book your private airport transfers for free. You'll even earn double Etihad guest miles for your trip too. Book by October 31st at Etihad.com.
Highs of 36 this afternoon from the ARN News Center. I'm Preeti Malik. On the roads right now, we have an accident just after Business Bay Crossing in the Jadhav area. Traffic is backed up to Murdiff. Still got an hour delay on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road coming from the Sharjah Golf and Shooting Club. And you're looking at 40 minutes on Etihad Road as you go from Sharjah into Dubai. Dubai's Consumer Protection Watchdog received over 750 complaints against promotional calls in the past 5 months. They were registered through the Do Not Disturb smart service launched by Dubai Economy earlier this year. In other news, the Happiness Patrol of the Abu Dhabi Police have taken members of an Afghan family from the Emirates humanitarian city on a tour. The group were given insight into the capital's heritage and culture, shortly after which they were given gifts and souvenirs. And with India inching closer to the 1 billion COVID vaccination milestone, the government has laid out a plan to showcase it as a major achievement in its fight against the pandemic. Under the plan, the BJP has asked its ministers and other officials to attend events across the country. The focus of the plan will be on states that go to polls next year. From around these stories, download the ARN News Center app powered by Etihad Airways.
The Chris Fade Show are back in 60 seconds.
Powered by the first collection at Jumeirah Village Circle. Featuring the Latino-inspired dining experience, Santeria Restaurant and Bar. Make the most of it.
Virgin Sport.
Powered by insurancemarket.ae.
For your car, your health, home, life or business. Get everything sorted with super quickness. Best deal guarantee. InsuranceMarket.ae. Call 800-ALFRED.
In golf, Rory McIlroy is among 8 members of Europe's beaten Ryder Cup team looking to bounce back to form at the latest PGA Tour event in Las Vegas today. Dustin Johnson, who was on the winning USA side, is the top-ranked player there. And the Football Association is set to learn if England have to play any home games behind closed doors. UEFA will hold a disciplinary hearing on Monday after unrest at Wembley Stadium during the European Championship final. Fans fought with stewards and police as they attempted to break into Wembley for the event on July 11th.
It's where the stars live.
Hey, it's Billie Eilish.
This is Tate McRae.
Jason Derulo, and you're listening to The Chris Fade Show.
This is The Chris Fade Show
on Virgin Radio.
The Chris Fade Show.
Yes, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. It's 9:04, your Thursday morning.
Oh, yes, it's here, Chris.
Can you smell that weekend? Where are you going to be? You're going to come hang out with us at Expo 2020 Dubai. I hope you are. Listen, still to come, gossip. We're checking that, Pretty Malik.
Adele's album, when is it coming out? I have the big announcement for you.
Did you see they took him up into space? That 90-year-old William Shatner.
How great is that?
What happened? How did it all go? It's all to come right now. Here's Money Skin begging. You're on Virgin. I'm taking these Pepsi socks home.
I want socks.
Yeah, I think the socks are good.
Can someone please give me Pepsi socks?
Okay, we'll get you. Look, they're getting up now. Look. Oh, look at that. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
That was fantastic. They're actually getting you the Pepsi socks right now. You know who's going to be disappointed is Rossi. He's out around Expo 2020 Dubai right now. He says, I'm just going to go out for a moment. I want to try to get some free stuff. Rossi, where
free
are you?
Stuff.
Where are you, Ross?
What do you want now?
What are you trying?
We're in the middle of our show, Rossi.
He sounds so happy, doesn't he? What are you trying to get, Rossi?
I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to get some rays here. They've got some deck chairs in the Fusan Park. I'm just trying to relax, mate. And you're calling me on the phone. Can't I just have a minute?
No, because we're doing our job, which is this show, Rossi.
You know the show goes from 6 till 10 a.m., mate. What do you want me to do? Like,
hey, you know what's really cool, though? You know what's really cool out here?
What's that, Rossi?
There's like this low-flying plane circling the Expo that's got Expo 2020 underneath it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the Emirates plane has been flying across the city yesterday and today. It's beautifully, it's coloured. It's got the huge Expo 2020 logo below it.
Yeah.
And it's doing the rounds. Actually, yesterday with its first flyover, we got a lot of messages at Virgin Radio asking us, hey, we're seeing a plane. It's around the city. What's going on? But yeah, well done to obviously Emirates and Expo 2020 getting that done as well. So are you just going to enjoy the sun? Are you done for the show? Are you going to come back?
No, actually, I'm heading over now to the USA Pavilion, which is unbelievable. Hey, guys! Guys, me and Chris want a visa, a green card. Is that possible?
No,
I don't want one. I do not want a green card from the States. It's tax.
Excuse you.
No, you know much tax? When I marry Brianna, I can actually, you know, apply to get the passport. But as much as I want it, my financial guy in Australia said, "Nah, stay away from that. You guys get taxed." Like,
of course, we pay our taxes.
Yeah, that's
I pay my taxes. Just putting that out there to the U.S. government, if you're listening.
Okay, thanks, pretty. You know what else is here? Remember, we had A.R. Rahman on the show.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the Fidaus Studio is here, which is basically where I'm assuming where the orchestra go and all practice and stuff like that.
Yeah. Rossi, go there and tell them that Duvet is in Expo right now. Ask them if they need anything from Duvet. Go.
Please stop.
Maybe A.R. Rahman is there.
Hi, sorry to bother you. Is this where A.R. Rahman is? A.R. Rahman? Inside A.R. Rahman?
Yes.
Inside?
This is A.R. Rahman.
Can you tell him that a very special VIP is outside and he wants to do an audition? Is possible?
Sorry?
I want to do audition. Possible?
Well, listen to his accent.
I know. Why?
Who's coming?
Chris Fade. Do you know Chris Fade?
I know.
No, okay. No, he doesn't know you.
Thanks, Ross. All right, can you come back to the studio, please? Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. How you doing? Live from Expo 2020 Dubai. Appreciation, mention just of Dubai in general.
Yeah.
last night, you and I were at Dubai Festival City Mall.
What an experience that was, right?
Thousands of people wearing their masks, but yep. we were there together.
Yeah.
Fireworks were going off, and it was just a brilliant night. And I posted a video on my Instagram where I just sort of went, this, I felt like we're back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it was the moment. Now, here we are sitting at Expo 2020 Dubai.
Yeah.
And I'm having those same feelings. Now, my brother has just messaged me on my WhatsApp group here with the family.
Yeah.
Now, they're in Australia. Mm-hmm. They've just opened up in Sydney, where we're from.
Right.
2 days ago. And he just says, just took Malik to school, my godson, his son. It's his first day back. We're closed again for 14 days because one of the kids has COVID.
Oh, no.
So now they're back into 14 days of isolation. They've got their vaccines and all that, but it just sort of made me feel our numbers right now in the UAE are fantastic. Touch wood, only about 120 cases in the entire country. So, again, just an appreciation vote, a voice, I guess, for the UAE.
Yeah.
So, well done to all of us. Get out here to Expo 2020 Dubai. Thank you to the guys at PepsiCo for looking after us this morning. We're going to leave here fully hydrated and fully fed.
Yes.
Come out here and check out their stands across the Expo 2020 site. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts, stay safe. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.